Holy shite. That's what I'm gonna title this. Holy shite. You can take this as literal or figurative or real. Is it? You have to ask yourself. I'm gonna tell you this, it's like a hypothetical situation, but you need to ask yourself, real or not real? Real or not real? Was this real or not real? I'll let you make your own decision. Whew. So when you tell somebody, a coworker, you say, I escaped a serial killer, psychopathic serial killer. And they say, I feel your pain. It's really sad, but it's really true. I have come to the conclusion that there's like these Jezebel witches online that they target certain people, right? They target certain people that they think are all by themselves and all that. But they don't realize when they target the wrong one, God has already prepared it, you know. I talked to a lot of people with Uber and work. There's people coming in and out. I've met all kinds of people. I know what I'm dealing with growing up. Renters. I've had so many renters. I've seen the psychopaths. I've seen the drug heads. I've seen them all, you know. Had one person rip the door. Got so mad because I kicked them out. They just stole the door. Took the door off the back. I said, okay. I just went and bought a new door, put the door on. They think they hurt you, but they don't. So I'm going to title this, Holy Shite, I Escaped a Serial Killer. Now, what I did is I asked AI, I said, I want you to really, I'm going to give you all these data points. I want you to tell me what this is. I want you to think about Delilah, Jezebel, the harlot riding the beast in Revelation. And I said, can you give me a list of all the killers in the Bible and their attributes? So we did that. And then I went through a process. I said, what are the attributes of narcissists? What are the attributes of psychopaths? What are the attributes of sociopaths? What are the attributes of a serial killer? And then I said, what are the attributes of the devil? I said, isn't the devil a serial killer? Yeah. The devil's a serial killer. He's killed billions through the... He's the father of lies, murder and lies, right? A liar is a murderer deep down. And so I said, well, wait a minute. So if the devil's a serial killer, and we know he is, then the children of the devil are wannabe serial killers, right? And I said, think about it. The harlot riding the beast has been there the whole time. You see it. You see the summary in Revelation, but it started in Genesis 3. Eve was the harlot riding the beast. So she was having spiritual sex with the devil. And so the Jezebel spirit started in Genesis 3, and it ends in Babylon. And so the whole system, that's why it's called a system, the old Eve is the Jezebel. And I said, well, think about this for a second. AI. Well, the harlot riding the beast has killed the prophets from old. And I said, think about the serial killer, the narcissist, the psychopath, the Jezebel, the Delilah, the one lady who had John the Baptist's head cut off. They've killed the saints. And so we went from Genesis to Revelation. I had AI list. And I said, here's some of the things I've dealt with recently. And does this not match the Jezebel spirit and the Delilah spirit and the narcissist spirit? Yes. I said, so the narcissist, if they take it to the nth degree, the control, the obsession, and all this stuff, are they not serial killers too? Because after Satan and the devil, I said, make me a list. And the devil concluded that if you take narcissism, psychopathy, and all that to the nth degree, yeah, they're serial killers. Because the harlot riding the beast, because I said the love of money is the root of all evil, right? And I had it's a long list. I mean, if I might turn it into a book. And so AI pretty much reveal that these flesh creatures, if they never get saved, they only get worse over time. They won't control their words. I said, don't their words and their curse words and all that reveal it? Yes, they get worse and worse and worse. And I said, aren't they obsessed with Babylon? If they're obsessed with Babylon, they're probably Babylonian. And the harlot riding the beast is Babylon. They want to be Queen Bee. They want to be this. And you see it in their movies and their TV shows and their music videos. And yeah. So AI pretty much concluded that the devil's a serial killer. Billions of people. The offspring of Eve. Eve was the first serial killer. Her son Cain took on her nature. So as the mother, so is the son, or so is the daughter, or the granddaughter. As the mother, so she had a Cain, who was a serial killer. And she had Abel, who was killed. And then Seth was the lineage after that. And so my point is, I'm seeing those bulldozers again, three cat trailers on a bulldozer. Southern Door and Trim. I'm decoding the spirit realm right now as I'm doing this. As I'm telling you this, I'm also decoding. So AI concluded with all the data points I gave. And the reason I could give data points, because anybody who shows up in my world, a new person trying to get in my world, or a new employee, or a new renter, or whatever, I take notes for a while just to see their character and see their personality. Like, I got this person that just pulled out in front of us that was driving like a insane person, and they shouldn't even be on the road. They're driving like 30 on the highway and don't even know what they're doing. They probably got dementia. Hate to be that mean, but they shouldn't be driving. Anyway, and she's in a Mercedes too. A new Mercedes, not old one. So anyway, you have to conclude as they get older, they become more desperate and more desperate and more desperate. And the line and the gas lighting. And so when they try to get into your world, whether it's a coworker or some new person, some new Jezebel trying to get in, you have to take notes and test their character. You try the spirits, because these people are crazy. These people are crazy out here. And so I come to the conclusion over the years, it took me about 20 years to come to this conclusion, but there's a bunch of Jezebels online gambling to see if they can downfall. Okay, so one Jezebel will take a challenge. Yeah, I can take him down. And so they're watching, right? They're watching to see if they can take you down. And they're gambling. One saying, nope, he's too strong. The other one saying, nope, I'm the best Jezebel. I'm the best psychopath out there. I'm good at what I do. And when you call a true psychopath out, you say, hey, I think you're a psychopath. They don't deny it. They just say, I'm good at what I do. They know you see them. They know you can see them. And so, like I say, take this as real or not real. You make your decision. I know what I've lived, and I know what I experienced, and I know what I concluded without AI. And then I threw AI in there. I said, well, wait a minute, AI. If Jezebel is a child of the devil, and Delilah is a child of the devil, are they not serial killers? They might not be doing the work. They might be hiring people to do it. But are they not? They might be trying to get you to commit suicide or whatever, or just to take away your what is the word? Take away your will to live or something like that. And so I threw that out there to AI, and AI said, yeah, it makes sense. They have to be a serial killer eventually, because they only get worse. A narcissist, a psychopath, a Jezebel, a Delilah, they don't work alone, because think about Jezebel, all her flying monkeys, the 450 false prophets. And think about Delilah, she was working with the military. And so, Samson, Delilah. And think about the harlot riding the beast. They're always trying to kill the saints. So there's got to be a network of them, because you see this same network going from Genesis to Revelation. They have to have a network behind the scenes. I don't care if it's a coven. I don't care if it's a website or multiple websites. They're putting you on their website or in their coven to target you. And I believe they're gambling on it because it only makes sense that the elite gamble. Have you considered my servant Job, devil? And so they come after you to try to steal your faith, destroy your faith. The same game that happened to Job is happening to you. They want you to either kill yourself, and if they can't get you to kill yourself, they're pretty much serial killers, and they want to make you into a copy of them. And when you don't become, see, a person who has, especially a female that's a serial killer, she can't work by herself. She has to try to make a copy of her because she can't work alone because she's the weaker vessel. She might be one of those Blanche Taylor Moores where they poison the husband or the boyfriend or something like that. But when they start going against scripture, boom, boom, boom. That's not scriptural. That's not scripture. That's not scripture. That's not scripture. That's not right. You know something wrong with them. And most of the time, they don't want to kill you, but so they're going to date you, and then they're going to date somebody else and lie about you and say they're this, that, and the other, and get the other man mad at you and try to get them to kill you. But they're still serial killers, even if they don't do the job, right? And so once you see all these red flags, before you get involved, you start to see two or three, maybe four red flags. And then when you rub shoulders with them, you start to see four, five, six, seven, eight red flags, nine, the words, the conversations, See, when you start to see sadistic comments, sadism, it's time to run. And I mean run fast, because I haven't asked AI about sadism, but I'm sure AI would agree that the serial killer has to go into that. They have to become sadistic. They have to have like a fascination with sadistic stuff, you know. And so, long story short, you need to sit, fall down on your face, and praise God, and thank God that you have peace in your home. Whether you're single or married, if you know, here's another thing the devil does. He's a drama. He's a drama person. So the drama queens are using the sine wave drama to try to capsize your ship. But they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it all at once because you'll see it. So they incrementally do it. It's like bowling the frog. And so they can't capsize your ship unless they can get you in drama. And there's a point where a person's a certain age, and you say, wait a minute, you're too old to be doing drama. A person your age wouldn't be this crazy, so something's either you have a mental problem or you're attacking me. And it's usually not a mental problem because they can hold down a job. And so long story short, you know you're under attack. If everything else in their life is stable, but dealing with you, they're unstable. Plain and simple. So, real or not real? I escaped a serial killer. Real or not real? Are you in one? Are you hooked up with a psychopath? All you have to do is look at the red flags. Just walk away. They won't come back because they know. Once you see them, how are they going to come back? How are they going to get back? Once you call them out, they got to run. The righteous are as bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no man pursueth. So all you have to do is speak some truth. Have two or three people that you have documented your experience with. Keep notes, upload notes to the cloud in case you ever need it for proof, any kind of court stuff. You got it all documented. There's no way, there's nothing they can do except go away and leave you alone and bolt, disappear. Because the truth is like turning the light switch on. When you turn the light switch on, what happens? The darkness has to flee. And there's no way for them to flip it because you've done what's right. You've done what's right. And you've logged your see, the one I learned this when I was decoding. On your journey in this body ship, your body's a ship, so it's just like a ship. It's a human vessel ship. And so when you're on a ship, you log your journey, right? So what you do is you keep a log of your journey. Keep it in your phone or in a notebook or whatever, and you log it. And so when you log your journey, and you do that at work too, you log your work, right? When you log your journey and you log your work, nobody can come up with stupidity and say this, that, and other when you already got it logged where you at. You wasn't even there. You got it logged right here. You wasn't even there. You were doing this. Everything is logged. That's why it's good to use a credit card. It's all logged. Use your bank's credit card. Everything's logged where you've been and everything. If somebody wants you to use their credit card, never use their credit card. Say, look, send it through Zelle to my bank. Send it through my phone number. I'm not using your credit card because that's a log. You could say I stole from you later on. I'm not using your credit card. If you want to use your credit card, you do it. I'm not doing it. Don't ever take that bait. That's a baiter if I've ever seen one. All the red flags add up. Run. Run, Elijah. Run, Adam. Run, John the Baptist. Run, Abel. Run, Ahab. Even Ahab. She wasn't going to kill Ahab. Ahab was too smart. He let her hang herself. You know, you give them a bunch of rope and they hang themselves. Out of their mouth. If they enjoy the dark side, if they laugh at cruelty, if they laugh at evil, if they laugh at evil, you better run. Run. Run, church. Not in fear, because you're not afraid, because you did right, and God's got you back, and everybody that you talk to. See, the reason they want to isolate you, they don't want people to see y'all together. They don't want to. I mean, these people are thinking like multi-layer chess. When somebody says, well, you say, well, come over here. I want you to see my world and visit here. Yeah, but they don't want nobody to know you're here. They don't want to be seen. And I learned that from my first wife. She was playing stupid, right? So she'd say, let's meet. I'm in town. Let's meet. Where you at? Well, I stayed in this hotel. Why didn't you? Why? Ma. Come see me. Crying. And then my mother-in-law calls, says, have you seen? Yeah, we were together. No, you weren't. Yeah, I went to that's my wife. Why wouldn't I be with her? So she was playing these games because her family had money. Her family saying, get rid of him. She's saying, I want to be married. And so because her family had money, she tried to play both sides. And she was a snake in the grass. She was trying to please her mama who had money, which I don't know if she really had a whole lot of money. And she was trying to please her husband and lying to everybody. Trying to set you up. Trying to set you up. Because their emotions, it's like self-preservation, but their emotions control them. They have a loyalty, not with their husband, but they have a loyalty with either a family member or some other dude. And so they're trying to get so much chaos going to make you look crazy, to make them look good, because outward shows all they care about. And that was another thing on the AI. These people are like, everything they're doing is to make their outside look good when it's pure evil to the core. And that's why the narcissist and the Jezebel and the Lala paint their faces, because they want the outside to look good. But the painted face always comes off eventually, and you're sitting there looking at a devil and you're like, whew, I dodged a bullet, because you can see it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And if they try again, you already see it, so they're not going to try again because you see it and they know you see it. Period. You played the game enough that, and the weird thing is, I think they keep doing it, right? And you see the harlot riding the beast from Genesis to Revelation 18. And so they never stop. So like I say, it's Wile E. Coyote. But notice Babylon always destroys itself. The Babylonian system will eventually destroy itself. But the Babylonian agents, in their own lifetime, they destroy themselves. And within the, usually a relationship, they destroy. So it could be one month, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. They always destroy themselves. And they have addictions. They can't stop. And they're just pathetic, really. They're pathetic. They're not going to take you out and kill you unless they can actually say it. I mean, thank God for Amber Heard. Thank God for Amber Heard. She revealed the game to the common man. But those of us who know our Bible, we already know. Eve is the one that dropped us all down into time. Time is a repeat. Everybody thinks it's linear. So when Eve dropped us down into time, time is befallen. Everybody went into the death cult. The only people that escaped the death cult are the born again. And so Eve is the reason that you got these psychopaths and these serial killers and all that, because Cain came from Eve. And so Cain is the offspring of the first serial killer, because if you unfold what happened in Genesis 3, she became enamored with the spiritual, the dark side. So this is why the occultists, they hate me, because I decoded them by the Holy Spirit. And so they hate me because I decoded the occultists. The occultists are the dark side, the hidden. And so they work in the dark, they work in the night, they work in the hidden. And that's what Eve was doing. That's why they try to do love spells, and they put their menstrual fluid in a man's food or his drink, and they try to get him to fall in love, but it always backfires because her evil heart, let's say the man thinks he's in love because he had sex with her, then her evil heart reveals, and over time he's like, I don't like you. Bye. Not only do I not like you, I actually am close to hating, but I don't hate anybody. So I hope you get saved, and you are not my kind. You're children of Cain. You're a child of Cain. I'm a child of Abel, and the two shall never mix. Oil and water don't mix, and so Cain and Abel don't mix, and the offspring of Cain and Abel never mix. And it is what it is. I don't care if it sounds mean, real or not real. You figure it out. Was this story real or not real? Look at your own life. I went back in time. I remember when I was 4, I had a cousin who was 3 or 4 years older, tried to choke me to death, they told me. Then had a sister. We're talking about these people that are children of Cain. Had a sister take a knife, try to stab me. I kicked it out of her hand. And I had people around in high school trying to take me out. I've had people in college trying to take me out. First wife, family trying to take me out, Pentecostal cult. Second wife tried to take me out, her ex, her third party. They always have a third party to try to take you out. Her ex tried to take me out. And the story just never repeats because every day is the same. So Elijah's spirit is always attacked by the Jezebel spirit. And the Jezebel spirit is a serial killer. And because you see it from Genesis to Revelation, and the devil is the Jezebel spirit, and he's killed billions. And the harlot riding the beast, Babylon, the Catholic Church, or all the cults, they've killed billions for money. And it's all about money, and it's all about somebody else dying for them and sacrificing for them, because they will never sacrifice for anybody, because it's all about self. And when you take self and you multiply the self to the nth degree, the ultimate end game of self is serial killer. Because that's what the devil is. He can't stop killing people and lying to people. So they're chronic liars, and they're chronic murderers. And if they can't kill people, they try to kill your reputation or your personality or your free will or your soul. But if you're born again, you always rise up like the phoenix, and you just start over and you reboot.
And every day, His mercies are new every day. And He teaches you more and more through these experiences because it's the same game every time. It never changes because it's the same spirit of the devil. That's why I say every moment is a now, because you got the devil versus God. You got the flesh versus the spirit. You got Cain versus Abel. Nothing changes. And if they're gambling on football games, they're gambling on your life. And the Jezebel is going to make a lot of money if they can get you to kill yourself or they can take you out. Boom. The game has been revealed. And they might not even know they're doing it, but they're doing it. And by their actions and by their words, birds of a feather flock together. You know when you see a devil, and it's obvious.